Current state on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. Changes may be in store for Michigan's unique approach to catastrophic auto insurance claims. For decades, Michigan car accident victims with catastrophic injuries have received lifetime medical benefits and insurance coverage, sometimes costing well into the millions of dollars. That money comes from relatively costly insurance premiums and a roughly $190 premium paid annually by all registered Michigan drivers. But insurance companies and customers have long said the program has pushed auto insurance rates into the stratosphere. They point to premiums which can reach $5,000 a year in the city of Detroit and make Michigan a less desirable place to live. They say cost controls must be imposed. The subject has generated a heated battle. Quite a few critics call it a cruel money grab by the insurance industry and politicians. Here to help us better understand what's going on is the Detroit Free Press's Kathleen Gray. Thank you for being here today.
Hi, Mark.
There's a lot in play here.
There is.
But on the surface, at least, the battle seems to be between those who feel Michigan has to do something to lower its very high auto insurance rates and those who say it's worth it because they fund a really important catastrophic claims program. Talk to us just a little bit about the arguments on both sides, please. First, the reformers who want premiums to come down. How are they making their case?
Well, they're rightly saying Michigan has some of the highest insurance rates in the nation. Detroit has the highest insurance rate in the nation. I talked with a guy yesterday who's insuring a 2003 Mercury Marquis, and his insurance premium is $5,000 a year.
Yeah.
And he's got a spotless record. So the insurance rates are very, very high. Michigan is the only state that has this type of lifetime benefits for catastrophically injured people. And the people who are in that pool and the people who care for them say it's worth it. Whenever reform is proposed in Michigan, and it's proposed very often, they all come to the Capitol. They all testify. They make very, very compelling stories. Their complaints are that it takes a tremendous amount of work to care for them, and they are still leading productive lives, but they need a lot of help to do that. I talked with another woman last week whose daughter was injured in 1989. Her care has totaled $17 million since that time, but her daughter's a wedding planner. She's able to lead a productive life, but she's been able to lead a productive life because of this insurance coverage and this help that's been provided through the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association.
Advocates for reform also say that the high rates serve as a deterrent for people to come to the state.
Yes,
anything
absolutely.
To that? I mean,
it's certainly a deterrent for. You know, would you want to move to Detroit with high rates like that? Home insurance rates are incredibly high, too. So it's certainly something to think about when you're thinking about what area you're going to move into.
There's a lot of TV ads on this issue that are probably on as we speak, and some of them show victims of catastrophic accidents saying they wouldn't have received the care they needed along the lines of your previous comments without the current system, suggesting that victims of really horrible accidents will really lose out if this moves forward. Can you help us understand what and how much these car accident victims would lose?
Well, the proposal out there now would cap the amount of money that hospitals and caregivers could charge for the services that they're providing. It's 150% of the rate that Medicare patients get. But the difference that the opponents of this new legislation say is that the care for people who are catastrophically injured is so much more complicated and so much more expensive. For instance, the physical therapy, a treadmill for a person who's been catastrophically injured and trying to get some sort of movement back is, I think, $49,000. There's another piece of equipment that's $29,000 that is far less under more normal injury circumstances. So that's the cap on healthcare costs. the injured people are really afraid that they're not going to be able to get the amount of physical therapy that they need, that that's going to be cut down. Also, the amount of money that is paid to people who are caring, home health care workers who are caring for these injured people is going to be capped.
There's a lot in play here trying to understand this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but would the current program covers people for life.
Yes.
Would that continue? I'm led to believe that the lifelong coverage would continue, but what we're mainly talking about here is cost controls imposed on the care itself.
Right.
Is that
right.
the heart of this?
There would still be lifetime benefits. Previous iterations of this legislation would have imposed caps on the amount of money that could be covered, but this is unlimited lifetime benefits. And again, Michigan is the only state that does that. Supporters of this legislation say, why is Michigan the only one? And opponents of this legislation said, why would we want to take this away? There are almost 15,000 people who are receiving money through the MCCA and are getting money through these claims. And, you know, obviously it's a growing population. About 800 claims come in a year or more.
It is a growing population, really.
Well, the catastrophically injured people. You know, there's so many car accidents in this day and age that they get new patients every year into this, and insurance companies pick up the cost up to $535,000, and then the catastrophic claims picks up the lifetime benefits for forever until they pass.
Kathleen Gray of the Detroit Free Press is helping us understand efforts to reform Michigan's no-fault auto insurance law. She has been covering it for the Free Press in Michigan.com. You have some powerful lobbies in play here as well. The insurance industry, which is pro-reform, hospitals, which are not. What impact are these rather well-financed players having?
Well, they're having a big impact. The insurance industry has been working this for a long time. They want this reform, and they contribute generously to lawmakers. The Health and Hospital Association is approaching $1 million on an ad buy opposing this legislation. So there's big money at stake here. Mm-hmm. So there's big money that's being spent.
Many of whom have contributed to the elected officials who are actually doing the voting here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've got to ask you about L. Brooks Patterson, the Oakland County executive and a Republican who is among the opponents here. He, referring to the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Fund, which makes the payouts to the victims of the accidents, he told your Free Press colleague Mitch Albom that, quote, the fund was created to protect the most vulnerable people in society. Today it has about $20 billion, but the legislators can't get to it. The insurance companies can't get to it, and it's driving them crazy, and they're going to do anything they can to tear down that gate. Is he right? There's all of this money that he feels legislators and the insurance industry want to have at.
Oh, sure. You know, everybody wants a piece of the pie, but taking that money, there are risks of trying to divert that money to other things. Michigan voters voted for this type of system back in the 70s, and so taking the money away is a really difficult thing to do, but it's happened. Under pressure from the legislature and Governor Engler back in 1998, remember, all of us got a $180 check from the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association because they had supposedly a surplus. Mm. And so it's happened before, but it's a really difficult thing to do.
Well, are opponents of the current measure against all efforts to reform no fault, or are they is it specifically the measure that's in front of legislators right now?
Well, they're opposed to that measure. They have offered a compromise. The Michigan Health and Hospital Association is claiming that this reform will cut their revenues by $1.2 billion a year. They have offered a 20% cut in the rates that they charge in order to do this, which would mean a $500 million cut for them. But that was rejected. The legislature, the House Insurance Committee, passed something different. It passed the Medicare cap, which is 150% of the Medicare.
Well, there are still discussions going on this week. Is the measure still being altered to your knowledge? I mean,
there are certainly still discussions going on, because if they had the votes for it, they would have voted for it already.
And I've got to ask you where Governor Snyder stands in this measure.
Governor Snyder wants no-fault reform.
He does. He would support the measure that is, by and large, before the legislature right now, that's been approved by the House.
He supported a measure that went even further than this one does. He supported that one last year, so I think that he would support this measure as well. I haven't asked him specifically about this particular package.
This has been a really constructive conversation. I really want to thank you. Kathleen Gray has been covering efforts to reform Michigan auto no-fault for the Detroit Free Press. Thanks, Kathy.
Sure.